Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Maddie in the morning.
So it just came to me that, well, you know, whenever you have these award shows, whether it's the Oscars, the Grammy Awards, the American Music Awards, the MTV Awards, or in the case of last night, the Met Gala, they always have people on the next day, mm-hmm. right? At least talking about the wins and the losers, or the,
yep,
the
best and
the
worst. Yep.
Yeah. So we haven't done that. We've highlighted some of what some of the artists were wearing last night. So you are Lisa the Fashionista. Okay, best versus worst.
Well, can we do couples? Like
yeah.
couples that came together. So we were talking about Shawn Mendes yeah. and Camila Cabello. So, and you had not seen this, so I'm surprised. That's what Shawn Mendes wore. He's not wearing a shirt. Now, I love him, and he looks amazing,
uh-huh.
by the way. I mean, the guy is just, he's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
But, like, oh, my God, he's literally not wearing a
shirt.
So
it's a leather sport coat.
Yep.
Does he have suspenders on?
It's some sort of gadget that was attached to
yeah.
the belt.
A gadget?
Yeah,
well,
it's some sort of like, I have no idea. She looks amazing.
It
I
is,
love the
They
purple.
Are suspenders. I think you're right, Bill.
They're leather suspenders.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he looks so good.
So
though.
There seemed to be an underlying bondage theme.
Little,
I know it was supposed to be America.
Well, at the VMAs, there was a huge bondage theme.
Yeah.
Like very 80s. So that's kind of the trend, 80s, 90s.
So who's the first person that's actually going to show up in a ball gag?
Well,
you know
I mean,
it's
no,
coming.
But Kim.
Kim was very
wearing,
close at
was
New York
wearing
Fashion
an
Week.
S&M mask
yeah.
over like this whole week. She was wearing that leather mask, which
wow.
is very bondage-like. But I think so. I think that Shawn and Camila look amazing. She
mm-hmm.
looks amazing in the
yeah.
purple. But I have to say that, you know, Zoe Kravitz, Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
Yes.
Oh my God, she looked amazing. She was wearing like a mesh. Like just dress over a little thong underwear. Now, I know you would say, oh my God, she's not wearing anything.
Oh.
But I have to tell you, she looked amazing.
Well, you were also saying off the air, the girl from Ozark.
Oh, yeah.
Ruth,
the girl
from
who played
Ozark.
Ruth.
Yeah.
Same thing. Very sheer over, it looked like a little panty. So that was like a big look. But the other couple that I thought looked amazing was Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, my God. They just looked so elegantly beautiful. They mm-hmm. weren't wearing anything crazy or weird. They looked amazing. I thought those two couples I thought were the best dressed.
Can I ask you about Lil Nas X?
Yeah. So, okay. So that was outrageous. He comes in wearing literally like a giant cape, but it was like four times the size
yeah,
of a normal cape.
Yeah, it's something you'd see Helen Mirren in like one of those movies
like,
when she was the queen.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
coming down
yeah.
the staircase.
It's gigantic.
Gigantic. So then off the cape comes, and then he's got this sort of, what is it? Is it Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star
yeah, it
Wars?
Yeah, was a metal suit of armor.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
gold.
Here he comes
there he
now.
Is.
Right.
A gold sparkling, and I think it had a light show in it.
It
or
was
something.
Metal. I mean, I don't even know how
gold
he
metal,
right?
And then was it a Rick James wig?
No, that was from the VMA. See, Billy keeps combining.
Oh, okay.
Very confused.
Well, they were one night after, you know, the next week.
They
other.
Were exactly.
Yeah, okay,
yeah but
wait
no, he did have the wig on for the night before.
Oh, he didn't wear. Oh, that's right. Last
yeah,
night
did
he didn't
wig.
Have the Rick James wig on.
Yeah. So yeah. So that was a little strange. And did you see Iman? Now, she used
no,
to be with
her.
David Bowie. She had on a giant headdress and a giant cape, too, that literally took up the entire staircase. So the arrangements for these people. J-Lo looked amazing. She was wearing Ralph Lauren, that custom-made sort of Western look. So she and Ben were there, but Ben was just wearing a normal tuxedo.
Oh, I didn't even see Ben there.
Yeah, he was
went,
there.
There,
there was
solo.
Like a picture
I might be
of them
confusing
kissing.
Nights again, but there was a moment where some guy tried to get a close
that
up
was in
a
Venice.
Selfie with
that was
J-Lo.
In Venice a few days ago.
Oh, that was in Venice?
It was over
and,
the weekend.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Ben got in the middle of it and
yeah,
was like,
but then
stand
the
back.
Real security guards kind of stepped
I don't
in.
Know. I feel safe with Ben on my side. I
Ben,
think he,
by the way, Ben's a big dude.
He is. He's like 6'4", right?
Yeah, and he's lost some of the weight, too.
Oh, it's C-3PO, not Obi-Wan. Okay, C-3PO. I knew it was one of them.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what he was. Wait a minute. Are you saying that's what he was wearing, or that's what it looked like?
That's what it looked like, because they have a picture. I'm on the Daily Mail, and they have him standing next to an actual CP3.
Oh, it's R2-D2's partner.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not as if he borrowed it from the movie.
No, it was just sort of inspired by
C-3PO-ish.
Yes.
Okay, who else? Give me a couple more.
Obviously, Kim Kardashian. That was really weird.
No, the first night at the MTV, she was bondage.
She's been wearing Balenciaga the whole week. So every outfit you've seen her in, that all black ensemble, is all Balenciaga. But then the other couple alert was Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. So they finally showed up together on the red carpet. This was like a big deal. Yeah. And then he was wearing like a quilt. But again, it was like paying, respect to American fashion. So I think that's where the quilt,
He went to a quilter?
Did you see him shed it?
Wait a minute. Like Vermont?
It's like a blanket. It's a legit
Vermont to have somebody.
I think so.
What do you do with a quilt? You don't knit a quilt. What do you do?
You stitch it. My mom used to like be in a quilting club. Yeah,
oh,
back in the farm.
Suvik Nikki.
Yep. Yeah. She used a quilt.
So somebody made him a quilt.
Well, it was a high-end quilt. What was Rihanna wearing?
God, you don't see much of her lately.
She had a ski hat on.
Oh. She had like a bedazzled sort of like fishnetty hat on. She looked beautiful. She always looks beautiful. Okay. So they were together.
So what does that all mean, Lise? Like, does that mean that any of these style fashions are actually going mainstream someday?
No. I think this event, like Matt said before, it's like this is like the Super Bowl of fashion. This is like a Halloween party almost, you know what I mean, with a theme. But what my takeaway was is that all this 80s stuff is back, which I loved. Like, I loved the 80s.
Which is from the 80s?
Like the short, like the mini dresses and bondage look and a lot of black leather and that kind of stuff.
A lot of very close to naked.
Yeah.
You saw a lot. I mean,
a lot
Megan
of sheer.
Fox and the Ruth woman from Ozark. Like, very sheer and just the...
The little underwear underneath. Yeah, the little... There's the quilt. There's the quilt.
Oh. So was it a wrap, or does it slip over his head?
No, he actually took it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had like a suit underneath.
Ah.
Yeah, with awful sneakers to pair.
Oh really? Did you see ASAP Rocky sneakers?
Yeah, I didn't think they were that bad.
Well, not awful, but they didn't go with the look. Like, they look like you would be, playing basketball.
And one other thing, a little side note, Madonna's daughter, Lourdes Leon?
Yeah.
She was very, very much showing all of her underarm hair
the whole night.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a new thing. I know a girl that stopped shaving.
No. Yeah.
Very attractive.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No, I can't even have that in my brain.
It's a real thing, bro.
It is.
No, no.
It's all natural.
No, it's never going to be a thing in my house.
Okay.
Wait, sir.
Going to be a thing in my house. Trust me.
There's not going to be a no-shave November?
No. In her sleep, I'll have the razor up. Like, what are you thinking? Absolutely not. God. Even a day without doing the legs. Sometimes.
Would you ever?
Oh, if I did that, I'd have to braid them by next Tuesday. So it wouldn't work for me.
Winnie hits me as sort of an underarm.
I'm here. Well, I'm Lebanese. I'm Middle Eastern. So, I got.
What
are
you saying exactly?
We got a little more hair. A little hairy.
Okay, I can't lift up your arm.
There's a lot of upkeep.
No, please don't. Please don't.
Just ask her that.
Please tell me we have to take a break.
Yes, we have to take a break.
I'm begging you. Take a break.
We love Maddie in the morning.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.